The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1982, the beginning of the end of the video game boom years, Atari's corporate parent, Warner Communications, revealed that it lost money in the fourth quarter of 1982, and almost all of the loss was chalked up to product returns and slow sales at Atari. Wall Street investors reacted quickly, dumping Atari stock. In 1990, NASA's newly launched Jupiter probe was experiencing a major problem. The high-gain antenna dish that was meant to open up after the space shuttle deployed Galileo was only partially open, meaning the antenna couldn't function to receive instructions or send pictures and scientific data back to Earth at full speed. The low-gain backup antenna would have to suffice, but it could only handle data at a very low bit rate, and Galileo's onboard computer was reprogrammed in flight to compress its data before transmission back to Earth. Galileo wouldn't reach Jupiter until 1995. Two space firsts in 2010, the first successful launch and recovery of an unmanned SpaceX Dragon capsule, a vehicle which later became a resupply cargo spacecraft for the International Space Station. And also in 2010, Japan's solar-powered experimental spacecraft Icarus flew past the planet Venus. David Carradine, star of the 70s martial arts action series Kung Fu, was born on this day in 1936. Terry Hatcher of Lois and Clark and Desperate Housewives fame was born in 1964. Dominic Monaghan was born in 1976.
Guys, where are we?
John Lennon of the Beatles died on this day in 1980, gunned down outside his New York apartment.
Unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. Hard to go back to the game after that news flash.
Just a little more than 90 minutes ago, so if this seems a little bit disjointed and confused, it is only because the event just happened. John Lennon was shot. Apparently, he was shot three times. He was shot outside an apartment building called the Dakota, which is on West 72nd Street in New York.
Actor Michael Kreis, who played 1960s Doctor Who companion Ben Jackson, died in 1998. His character was one of the first to bridge the gap between two different incarnations of the Doctor.
He's breathing. The TARDIS seems to be normal.
Ben, what are we going to do? We can't just leave the Doctor there.
For him? The Doctor?
Well, that's who came through the doors. There was no one else outside. Ben, do you remember what he said in the tracking room? Something about this old body of mine is wearing a bit thin.
But so he gets himself a new one?
Well, yes.
It's over. It's over.
On this day in 1980, fighting aliens in the arcade suddenly required a lot more skill. The arcade game Defender, with its complicated control scheme, made its premiere at the 1980 Amusement Machine Operators of America convention, and while some predicted that the game was simply too complicated and fast-moving, it turned into a major hit. In 2003, we were fleeing from the Cylon tyranny again.
Go ahead. I'm sorry to disturb you, sir, but we have a Priority 1 alert message from Fleet Headquarters. It was transmitted in the clear.
In the clear? What does it say?
Attention all colonial units. Cylon attack underway. This is no drill.
Condition one is set. All decks report ready for action, sir.
Very well.
This is a joke. The fleet's playing a joke on you. It's a retirement prank. Come on.
I don't think so. This is the commander. Moments ago, this ship received word of a Cylon attack against our home worlds is underway. We do not know the size or the disposition or the strength of the enemy forces, but all indications point to a massive assault against colonial defenses. How, why, doesn't really matter now. What does matter is that as of this moment, we are at war.
Sci-Fi Channel premiered the first part of its heavily promoted, dark and gritty reboot of the 1970s sci-fi series Battlestar Galactica. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, thelogbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod with the Prone Seeker. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and prone to spiral pain.